Just a few days more, but Iopas brings word that the ships have already left the harbour and are almost out of sight. Now all that's left to Dido is the bitterest and blackest despair. She'll turn to the gods of Hades. They'll assuage her torments. She should have foreseen his treachery and burned his fleet, she says. It's too late for that, but she gives orders for a great pyre to be built. She'll burn everything that reminds her of Aeneas. In the final scene, we can see the great heap of his gifts piled up, ready for the flames. Nabal and Anna pronounce a curse on Aeneas' landing in Italy. Let him find an inglorious death. Dido now climbs up on the pyre. She invokes Pluto, the god of the underworld. She foresees that one day a glorious avenger will arise from her ashes. His name will be Hannibal. She takes Aeneas' sword, and to the horror of her followers, she kills herself. Well, Peter Manning and his colleagues, as I said, about 100 orchestral players and that massive chorus are once again assembled in their places for the final assault. And as you can tell, for the last time this evening, Antonio Pappano comes onto the stage here in the Royal Albert Hall. Just listen to those cheers for the marvellous playing of this orchestra to conduct the final act of the Trojans by Berlioz, which begins with that homesick sailor's song.
fare tu? Il fo partir en va. Il en va, fat avec désespoir, l'angoisse de la reine, la gloire et le devoir, son âme brise sa chaîne, et son cœur sera fort au moment des adieux.
Passa a outra
Arrosente geludo, mes larmes brillent. Gem non so chi doc t'ha fait sortir. J'obéis, sacres inexorables, je suis barbare et grand, l'honneur grandier, et j'y parle divin, en détournant les yeux. Et vous croyez, aimez-vous, alerte, le point fort, la mer nous est ouverte.
Italia! Et il fleut à l'incendie, et il est perdu, j'ai dénié. Thank you.
Thank you.
Abandoned by Aeneas, Queen Dido of Carthage has taken her own life, killing herself with his sword. And while she longs for revenge, in her last moment she sees a vision. Carthage will perish, but Aeneas' new city, Rome, will be eternal. That's the end of Berlioz's opera The Trojans, which we've been hearing live from the Royal Albert Hall in this complete concert performance at the BBC Proms of the production by the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden. Well, just listen to those cheers. That's for the massed ranks of the chorus, the Royal Opera Chorus, Chorusmaster Rato Valsadonna, and the orchestra of the Royal Opera House, leader Peter Manning. We heard Jae-hoon Kim as the ghost of Hector, Robert Lloyd, King Priam, Daniel Grice, Mercury, Adrian Clarke, and Jeremy White were the Trojan sentries. Ed Lyons, Hylas, Brindley Sherritt, Narvo, Jaimin Park, Iopas, Barbara Senator, Ascanius, Ashley Holland, Pampas, Fabio Capitanucci, Caribus, Anna Hip, Anna Caterina Antonacci, Cassandra, Brian Heimel, Aeneas, and Eva Maria Westbrook, Dido. I should say that Brian Heimel took over at relatively short notice these performances at Royal Opera House and indeed the Prom from Jonas Kaufmann, who had to withdraw for health reasons. And tonight's performance was conducted by Antonio Papano. This is the man who, after rehearsing for 3 hours yesterday, went back to the Royal Opera House to conduct a performance of Verdi's Otello and was back here again this afternoon for more rehearsals and this marathon performance. Difficult to think of a more appropriate building for this opera to be performed in than the Royal Albert Hall with its classical colonnaded gallery. The photo on the cover of the libretto tonight has a picture of the amazing large-scale model of the city of Carthage, which dominated the latter acts of the Trojans. And there, near the center of the city, is a colonnaded building, which is clearly a Carthaginian prototype of the Albert Hall. Those roars for Antonio Papano, gesturing to the orchestra. What a phenomenal achievement this has been. Bowing deeply and gesturing to the orchestra. Well, as you can hear, a lot of the stamping from the chorus signaling their appreciation of their music director. And now here come the soloists once again. Led in by Anna Caterina Antonacci. Eva Maria Westbrook, I should say, will be singing Sieglinde at the Royal Opera House and the Met in the coming season, and she'll soon be taking on her first Isolde in Dresden. Well, the stamping and cheering goes on. People now taking photographs. And from this magnificent building at the end of an epic evening of opera, time for me to return you to John Shea in Broadcasting House.
Thank you very much to Donald MacLeod there at the Royal Albert Hall for that epic performance of a musical epic. Listen again online, as usual, for the next 7 days via the Radio 3 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 3. Well, I think Antonio Papano will sleep well tonight, if he ever does sleep, that is. Somebody else of unquenchable energy is the conductor Daniel Barenboim, and tomorrow evening we're back at the Royal Albert Hall for the next instalment of his complete Beethoven symphony cycle with the West Eastern Divan Orchestra. Tomorrow night it's the 5th and 6th symphonies, the Pastoral, and two works by Pierre Boulez, Memorial and Message Esquisse. That's tomorrow night at the Proms at 7:30. Meanwhile, tomorrow afternoon, we've another Proms chamber music recital from Cadogan Hall. The vocal group Tenebrae are making their Proms debut tomorrow in a programme that conjures up the spirit of 17th century London through its street cries, both in versions from the period itself by Orlando Gibbons and contemporary works by Julian Phillips and Steve Martland. So that's Proms chamber music tomorrow afternoon at 1:00. and it's followed by another airing for last Thursday night's performance of Handel's Judas Maccabeus, also introduced by Donald MacLeod, and that's from 2 o'clock tomorrow. Well, back to this Sunday evening here on Radio 3, and our next programme is just under half an hour away. That's World Roots at 10:15. So before it, French music from a composer who was a generation younger than Berlioz. Gabriel Fauré compiled this suite for piano duet in the 1890s from the various pieces that he'd written for the birthdays of the young daughter of his mistress, Emma Bardach. The daughter's family nickname of Dolly became the title of the suite too, and like the last act of Berlioz's Trojans, it begins with a lullaby. Now, if like me you're of a certain age, or even of an uncertain age, then you'll instantly recognise the piece as the signature tune of the children's radio programme Listen With Mother. Playing all six movements of the Dolly suite here are Catherine Stott and Martin Roscoe, and in deference to the traditional continuity announcement before Listen With Mother, there's only one possible way that I can introduce it. So, are you sitting comfortably?
Thank you.
That, I suppose I should say, Are You Dancing Comfortably? That was the Spanish step that completes Fauré's Dolly Suite, and it was played by Catherine Stott and Martin Roscoe. Well, also from this complete recording of Fauré's piano music by Catherine Stott comes this ballade, which Fauré wrote some 20 years earlier in the late 1870s. Liszt and Debussy between them were not very keen on the piece, but Bryce Morrison, in his notes accompanying the disc, calls it a reminder of halcyon, half-remembered summer days and bird-haunted forests. Fauré's Ballade for Piano Solo, played by Catherine Stott. This is BBC Radio 3, it's 10:15, and a little later than usual, World Roots Now, presented by Lucy Duran.
Tonight, I'll be reviewing new albums of world music with Rita Ray and Jane Cornwell. First, though, in session here in the World Roots studio, the two musical worlds of Brazil and Mali come together in this unusual collaboration featuring choral virtuoso Tumani Djabate with his son Sidiki Tumani and Brazilian musicians Arnaldo Antunes and Edgard Scandura. Here they are with Se Você.
Sempre que souber, saiba. Sempre que quiser, queira. Sempre que se der, lhes diga. Sempre que souber, saiba. Sempre que quiser, queira. Sempre que se der, lhes diga. Sempre que souber, saiba. Sempre que souber, queira. Sempre que se der, lhes diga. Sempre que souber, saiba.
Diga, sem
so bad, cyber, zip kick is that,
get up,
zip kiss it that. Miss Giga, zip kiss so bad, cyber, zip kick is that, get up, zip kiss it that.
Si Você, recorded in the World Roots studio, featuring the Brazilian singer Arnaldo Antunes and the Brazilian guitarist Edgar Scandura, with Malian virtuoso on the cora Tumani Jebate and his brilliant young son Sidiki Tumani. And they'll be back with us later on in the programme. But first we welcome writer Jane Cornwell and DJ and broadcaster Rita Ray. So Rita, you've come pretty much straight off the plane from Ghana.
That's absolutely right. I went over to record a funeral because funerals in Ghana are exuberant, life-affirming. I know it sounds weird, but really one of the most uplifting occasions. So this is a funeral of a 100-year-old woman called Ima Grace Cote.
Well, we'll be reviewing a new album recorded in Ghana later on in the programme. But Rita, our first album comes from a great singer who is actually from further north in Africa.
Indeed, she is a great singer. We're talking about Mariam Hassan. She is a Sahrawi who lived in the refugee camps in Algeria. And this is her new album, El Aoun Egdat, which means El Aoun on fire. And that's El Aoun is the capital of Western Sahara. She explores all the different issues concerning the Sahrawi. And the song that I'm going to play is called Gidiem Izik. And it refers to a demonstration by the Sahrawi who were still living in the Western Sahara. And they were demonstrating in favour of their autonomy. And this protest was crushed by the Moroccans. And as Mariam says, and after having razed the camp to ground, the Moroccan offender cannot sleep, thinking that if he continues to occupy Western Sahara, one day a brave army of young men will restore the freedom and the independence of the Sahrawi. وكل عام يزيد وتعتيم
عتيم غير بعد فاذو الأيام خيم القدام غير بعد فاذو الأيام وضحوا مخيم القدام
The Sahrawi singer Mariam Hassan from her album El Ayun Egdat, El Ayun on Fire, a reference there to the capital of the Western Sahara from which the Sahrawi people have been exiled since 1975. And the track that we heard was Gedem Izik. So, a fabulous singer and a very traditional Sahrawi sound there, the sound of the desert. What do you think, Jane Cornwell?
Well, it is the sound of the desert, but I think what's so brilliant about it is it's the sound of a strong woman in the desert, and it's the sound of a woman who is, you know, exploring her Sahrawi roots, the Sahrawi story, but also it's like a rallying cry, I think, and it's really almost holding you by the scruff of the neck and saying, look at what's going on.
I absolutely agree. That voice, it's like a fireball, you know, raising all before it. I like the way she's trying to experiment and spread her art in new territories, but I'm not sure about some of the instrumentation.
You don't like the sax?
I do not like the sax at all. It really grates on my nerves.
Well, that's so, and we didn't play a track that featured the sax, but it is over quite a few of these tracks, isn't it?
See, I like the sax. I think that adds a sort of psychedelic element to it, and it sort of comes in and out of her voice. I think they've done it quite deftly. And her voice has got that sort of, you know, it conjures the desert and this sort of psychedelia of that space. And yeah,
Well, it's very, also, it's quite a sort of harsh voice. It's a very,
so it's
almost like a wild voice. Mm. And so in a way, I think the saxophone kind of tones it down. Whether that's a good thing or not, I don't know. But there's I think one of my favourite tracks on the album is called Ana Sahrawiya, which means I'm a Sahrawi. And that's very bluesy and quite different.
Quite
from
cocktail
all the,
jazz, isn't it?
Yes. And, you know, why shouldn't she do
absolutely
this? Why shouldn't she venture into new sounds?
Listen to me saying that. I'm the traditionalist around here.
And that's the one that features the Jules harp, which I really like on the album.
Mariam Hassan's album El Ayun Egdat, El Ayun in Flames, is released by the Spanish label Nube Negra. Well, staying in Africa, Jane, but going to the other side, to the east, we have a new album by the Ethiopian pianist Samuel Yirga.
Sammy Yerga. Yes, this is a great album. It's called Guzo. It means journey in Amharic. And it's Samuel's debut album. People might know him. He's the pianist from Dub Colossus, which is a band that have done very well at WOMAD and on the festival circuit, who mix dub with Ethiopian classical or traditional Ethiopian rhythms. Samuel, a little bit at the back of the band, you know, when you've seen them, but now he's really coming into his own, and this is great. This is a journey that takes in classical music, modern jazz, psychedelic soul, funk, a bit of Latin. Now, the track we're going to hear now is called Abet Abet. It's a traditional love song. It's very raw. It's got the melodic notes of the Ethiopian one-string fiddle, the Masenko, and it's just fabulous. Recorded in Addis. Abet Abet.
Samuel Yerga from Ethiopia with his debut album Guzo, and that was the first track on the album Abet Abet. So, Rita, are you a fan of this album?
I'm totally smitten by this album. It's called Guzo, Journey, and it really does take you on a journey. He explore so many different musical styles. I love the way he brings in the traditional Ethiopian instruments like the masenko. The masenko player is sensational on it.
That's that one-string fiddle that we just heard. I love the way he sort of weaves in and out with the saxophone.
Yes.
So you're happy with the saxophone on this one, are you, Rita?
Absolutely. It's the production. It's the way it's blended in, it's balanced in.
Well, it's interesting that this has been produced by Nick Page, who's the sort of main guy behind Dub Colossus. So he's gone to Addis to work, but he's obviously, he knows Ethiopian music now, and so he's very deft at sort of, you know, knowing when to leave space and, you know, how modern and how traditional, just to get that fine balance. I think he does it very well.
It's a really rich instrumentation, and he's so confident and so gifted that he can play in there with everybody and then come out and just shine on his own.
Well, what's interesting is that he wasn't a piano player until a few years ago. I mean, this is just a fantastic story that Sammy, I mean, who's still in his, I think, mid-20s, yeah, wanted to be a piano player. And he heard that there was going to be auditions at the local, at the Yared School of Music, and not knowing how to, not having touched the keys of a piano, went down and actually tapped out the rhythms on the top of a piano and was one of, you know, a handful of 2,500 people that wanted to get into the conservatoire. And it's just astounding. And he started the clarinet, switched to the piano and practiced 12 hours a day. And this is the result. So what's so great about this album is that it's just an introduction to what he's capable of. And at this age, you know, he's really following in the tradition of Malatu Atsetke, even Keith Jarrett, Herbie Hancock, all these different people. I mean, I think he's going to be really a force to be reckoned with.
I gather he was always very interested in music, but that his family were dead against
the idea of his being... traditional tunes, because he loves the traditional music of Ethiopia from the Northern Highlands. And, you know, that's where the difference is, I think, with someone like Malatu, who is much more influenced by American styling and American jazz. But no, his family, Samuel's family, wanted him to be an engineer. So he literally, you know, snuck out.
His sister helped him out, didn't he?
That's right.
Well, Samuel Yerga's debut album, Guzo, is released on Real World. Next, Rita, you've brought along an album from a London-based band from Ghana, and they play, what is it? It's a kind of Afrobeat, but not quite.
Well, they call it Afrofunk. And this is a band, as you say, based in London, and it's made up out of mainly Ghanaian musicians who've been on the circuit for years and years. They feature people like Alfred Bannerman, who was with Osibisa. Prior to that, he was with Bumbaya. People like Jojo Yates, wonderful percussionist and kora player. Alfred's a wicked guitarist, by the way. And then, of course, Nitego of Fititi. They were a dance outfit, and he's a wonderful vocalist and percussionist.
So it's a sort of veteran cream of the cream Ghanaian musicians.
Absolutely, who've always been on the whole sidemen, and they've come together as Konkuma, and this track we're going to hear is called Panlugu. We'll be right back.
Infectious dance music there by the Ghanaian band Konkoma, and that's their track Panlogo, which is from their album also called Konkoma. So I hear a lot of Afrobeat in that. I hear the Afrobeat, the sound of Afrobeat, especially in the arrangement of the horns. Jane, are you a fan of Afrobeat?
Well, of course. I don't see anyone can not be a fan of Afrobeat. In fact, when I first came to London over 20 years ago, I was properly introduced to Afrobeat thanks to Rita Ray here at a club called The Shrine with Max Reinhardt. And what I love about the form, and especially now, is that people are really experimenting with it. And I think for a long time it was almost sacrosanct that you didn't muck around with fella's style. But because Afrobeat has so much Ghanaian influence, I think that, you know, you can hear here where the musicians are, and they're so experienced, these guys. You know, they really know what they're doing. So they're playing around with a lot of the Ghanaian influence. And I think what I love about this, there's such a knowing quality to it, and you can almost hear 70s blaxploitation soundtracks and, yeah, you know, all those kind of little beeps and whirls, and, you know, a lot of that down to the fact that it's been produced by Prince Fatty in Brighton, who's a really crack producer.
So they bring it up to date, but then still make it sound very kind of retro.
Absolutely. And I think that's where the genius of the record lies. And it's all thanks to Soundwave, the record label, who we've known as people who've been digging the crates, bringing us the golden sounds of the 70s and 80s Africa. And now they've started to produce new bands and release new records. And Konkoma are an example of it.
Yeah, I mean, what's so great about Soundwave is, as you say, Rita, they have that very that grounding in the archives, if you like. And so it's almost like they use that as a base from which now to go forward. And I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, if you liked the old stuff, surely you're going to like the new stuff that sounds like the old stuff.
Exactly. I've got another album called Onda Tropica they've just put out, which is a cumbia album that is also very, very interesting, worth checking out.
And we're going to stay in Ghana for our final album, and something really very different, but connected in a way. Jane.
This is High Life Roots Revival by Ko Nimo, who really is the Homeric bard of Ghanaian music. And this is a superb album recorded in his backyard in Kumasi, featuring many traditional musicians, beautiful gravelly vocals on his part, a lot of call and response. This track is called Adowa Palmwine Set, You'll Be Overtaken by Events.